Good morning, Christine O'Kelly. How are you?
Good morning, Myra. I'm very well, thank you.
And
thank you for asking me on today.
Not at all. An absolute pleasure. Can you tell us a little bit about the programmes in for the age-friendly, the DCU? And actually, what's the news there, please?
Well, of course, now we're all working towards the next semester, starting now at the end of September. And as you know, the age-friendly concept in DCU offers people the opportunity to come into the university and take on a module, which is the same as a course. And we have about 121 modules that you can come in and sit in on and take part in with the undergraduate programme. So you'd be in the classroom with the mainstream students and you can take a module, but you don't have to do any of the assignments or exams. So it's really for learning's sake. And the opportunity of engaging. And then the second part of our programme is the Love of Lifelong Learning modules, which are our customised programmes for older people. So we have genealogy and life writing, botanical art, an introduction to the Irish economy. Tony Foley is doing a session this year, and you might know Tony because he's fairly well known in the media.
Yes.
And we also have, as I said, the genealogy, and we have an introduction to the classics this year as well, running from St. Pat's. So it's very interesting. So we have an opportunity to take part. It's a blended learning approach this year to the courses. We can't offer everything face-to-face, but where we can, we will be offering things face-to-face. But it'll be a blended learning, so you may do some parts of the course on the campus and some parts of it at home on Zoom.
Yes.
And of course, we also offer training in Zoom as well for people to get on and use the technology that's available to give them opportunity to engage with us.
Christine, that's a huge amount of information. Have you had a holiday at all during the summer? Because
I actually have a few more things coming down the pipeline.
Oh,
as well.
My goodness. Go ahead.
The end of September is National Positive Aging Week. And if anybody's interested, there'll be a number of opportunities to engage with us on Zoom for the week. And we're really honoured to be having Vania de la Fuente from the World Health Organization talking about the new campaign on challenging ageism, which affects everybody, not just older people. So we have that. We're celebrating National Positive Aging Week that week with a whole load of activities. And then, of course, we have an international conference, a three-day conference in the beginning of November on the future of ageing and the silver economy. So we've lots of things happening at DCU in the next couple of months.
Oh, my goodness. But can I just come back? One of the first things you said, that 121 courses that...
Yes.
People can sit in, as you said, they don't have to do the exams. And has that grown? Was that the same number you had last year? Because it seems like a huge number.
Yeah, well, you see, last year, we ended up last year because of the situation with COVID, we were unable to offer. We didn't really know what we could offer people, to be honest with you. And we weren't too sure about how people would engage with the programme online. But actually, based on the demands last year, it really wasn't an issue. And lots of people decided, yes, I would like to do it. So our courses range right from, you know, issues of multiculturalism, sociology, sport and exercise physiology, genetics and health, right up to things in the right into human development, equality, access and inclusion, the sociology of adulthood, social context of adolescence. And then we go into things like Dublin, the business school. We have psychology in organisations or project management, and history and geography, of course, the Renaissance, reform and religious wars, the world since 1945, and then other modules from another school in law and government, so the Irish political system, the law of contract, criminal law, politics in South Asia. And then, of course, we have all the humanities subjects like English and Irish. You know, one of the wonderful ones I think this year is being offered is What Makes Books Great? I mean, that's, you know, a really interesting module to sit in on. So we have absolutely lots of them. And then theology, philosophy and music, an introduction to Jewish and Christian scriptures, or music history, form and style, or jazz history is a very popular one as well that we have running. So we have really something for everybody, right through all of the schools and faculties in DCU.
I'm actually I'm a little bit stunned now, to say the least, because it just seems. Can I pull back even further, Christine? You started this program, the Age Friendly University, first, didn't you? And when? What year did this actually start?
Well, Well, I can't take the credit now for starting at MIRA, but I was involved in a previous organisation that was involved in drafting up the 10 principles of an age-friendly university. And how this came about was the World Health Organisation looked at how the world was ageing and set up an organisation called the Age Friendly Cities Programme, which they launched in 2010. And at the time, our former president, Breen McGrath, saw this, and this provided a blueprint for how cities would age. So we looked at things like outdoor spaces, the community, transport, all of these areas that is actually rolled out nationally in Ireland under the Age Friendly Cities Programme. And we looked at how a university could look at this, and we developed from this the 10 principles of an age-friendly university. So looking at it, having more age inclusivity on campus, because the university is not just for younger people, it's for everybody, and it's your taxes that are paid for to have a university like this. And DCU now are leading, this became part of a global network when Arizona State came to visit and the University of Strathclyde dropped in, and they said, God, we really like what you're doing in this. And that was the genesis of a global network that has now grown to 84 universities representing Europe, North America, South America, Southeast Asia and Australia. So everybody is working on the basis of the 10 principles that were developed in DCU. And from emerging from that then came the age-friendly university programme. So that's why we look at all of the opportunities that older people can engage in DCU, because it provides opportunities not just for older people, but also for our students to learn and to learn at challenging ageism, and also to learn and look at the sort of lives that people have led and how they've contributed to society and the impact that they will have in informing their own ageing. So that's really, really important, you know, because people are living longer and they're going to be working for longer. So, and in order to stay well and stay healthy, you need to have lifelong learning opportunities and to make healthy choices. And that's all part of the Age Friendly programme.
And as somebody that's of a certain age, and I have to say that my education, I left very, very early. I think I was 15 and a half when I started working full time. So for somebody who would be wouldn't have been well educated and wants to join in, I assume the hardest thing is to either pick up the phone and just say hello, or to look online and just say, I want to do this. So, but it is open to everybody, isn't it? I mean, absolutely. They don't have to have done the inter, or, well, excuse me, I don't know what it is now, but
the one thing I get asked all the time, Myra, is, and I have to say this, is that you get somebody phoning up and say, listen, I only got my primary certificate. They might have stayed in school till they were 11 or 13, you know, and people went out and they did apprenticeships or whatever. If they had the opportunity to go on and maybe do a leaving cert at the time, well, of course, you know, you had to pay for it. And lots of people were in that situation. And a lot of Irish people had a very bad experience of being in school because they saw it as being regimental and it was very dictatorial. And, of course, they had capital punishment there, or corporal punishment then, which didn't really, you know, completely put people off the idea. But what I found is I don't think people's innate interest in learning things doesn't end. And whether or not you've been at home, you know, you left school, you did a job for a couple of years and, you know, then you raised a family. It doesn't really matter. The interest is in wanting to learn. And it doesn't exclude. People think, oh, this is all very lofty and I won't understand it. I think people are very pleasantly surprised because we have people in the programme who never finished primary school even, and have been all their lives, you know, wanting to learn things and having an inquisitive mind. And we have people who have PhDs in the same programme who are coming in who may be retired and they've been at a, you know, high level, you know, high level in their jobs. But the commonality is the fact that everybody is there to learn. So you're not any better than anybody else. It's a great equaliser, you know. And, of course, everybody's in the same boat. You're all learning something new. And there's a great sense of camaraderie and support in the university for people coming in.
So the hardest thing, actually, out of everything that you've said, is just to say hello. And to pick up the phone and to get just over that tiny hurdle. Never in my family would nobody. It is an extraordinary thing that you can actually go to university after you've retired and have the opportunities, but not have to do the exams unless you want to, I assume.
Absolutely. I mean, to be honest with you, the majority of people who come in to do what we call an audit programme, they don't want to be doing exams. They don't want the pressure. But what they do bring with them, I mean, people seem to underestimate the value of their experiential learning. Most people have a wide, fantastic experience of living. They've read things, they've seen things, they've experienced things, they've lived through historical changes, and they underestimate that, what that brings into a classroom. So for us, having that mix in the classrooms as well is really important, because, you know, when you're 18, you know, it's very hard to know everything that's going on. You're always looking at the world backwards. But when you're 40 or when you're 50 or when you're 60, you've lived through those, some of those changes. So you're providing a real life experience of what happened then, or you're looking at your combined experiences to either understand what's going on in the world then or to contribute to what's going on now. So it's very, very important that people don't stereotype themselves and feel that their experience is not valuable. Absolutely, it's absolutely valuable to us in DCU anyway. So, you know, everybody is very, very welcome. They can contact us, of course, by email at the moment because we're not actually on the campus. But anytime people, you know, people want to send us an email and say, can you give us a ring? Absolutely no problem. You know, we love it when people ring us because it's the first step to engaging.
Absolutely. As I said before, it can be a bit scary just to make that first step, but just to get there and to open another world for yourself. I mean, if anybody of my age and older can get through a couple of months of having the currency changed 3 times in a short period of time, you can get into university. You can. I don't care what anybody says. What's the future holding for you, Christine?
In the AFU, well, of course, we hope to expand our programme out. I mean, we have a very multidisciplinary approach in DCU, so it isn't just about older people coming in and doing courses. I mean, we have people coming in, you know, we have a research group, so if you're interested in taking on a piece of research, and I'm not talking about anything very highfalutin now, I'm talking about the fact that you older people have experiences, they're the experts in ageing. You know, and what we want to find out is their experts. So we have things like the public patient involvement programme. So if people have experiences they want to share about their health, you know, their experiences with hospitals, we do research on that. We have a lot of research going on technology and people using technology, older people using technology. So we have people for their opinions on that. It could be part of a focus group. You could be asked, you know, will you do an interview with me about how you use your phone? All of those things. Or it could be something, you know, completely different, maybe about something historical that you've experienced. So we have people taking part in the research, both contributing to the research and informing the research. So people will take on a role that maybe they'll ask 10 of their friends their opinions about something and bring that back to us. That's very useful for us, you know. And then the other thing too, people take part in the sports programme. We have a very big sports programme, a wellness programme called Active for Life. There's about 800 people a week going into the sports facility in DCU to take part in that. As I said, we have our education programmes. We have an AFU choir that meets every Thursday on campus. And, you know, singing is very good for you. And gives you an internal workout, and it's good for your endorphins. And of course, we also have a fantastic Love of Lifelong Learning Association, which is the equivalent of a student club. So people can go out, you know, they've activities. They now, obviously, with COVID, it's been very restricted. But I mean, things like normally we would go down and visit the Hunter Museum, we've gone to the Epic, we've gone to Oras an Uachtaráin. So they're social activities. They meet for coffee, we have a barbecue in the summer, we have a Christmas party, all those things. So it's all very social because, you know, as you age, your circle of friends becomes smaller. And if you're coming into the university and sitting in a class, it's nice for you to meet somebody else with a cup of tea or coffee and have a chat, say, what do you think of your man or that lecturer? Or how did you think that went? Or did you understand what he said about that? Or, oh, I don't really agree with that. And that's the sort of conversations you get. And you don't have to be knowing anybody. And you don't have to have a pal to go. You can just walk up. Everybody's very friendly and very open. So, you know, I'd encourage anybody who's an interest to pick up the phone and give us a call.
And it is there is so much going on, and that other thing that you just said, that there are people in the university that are researching things and want to hear stories. I mean, our history, a lot of our history is written, of course, but there are things where the verbal story, you know, everybody has a story. And growing up, and I know I have a friend who just missed the bomb in Talbot Street and how she was quite small, but how it just, it was just a fluke. But everybody has a story. Well, I do love the jazz class. That's a, is that a historian, a history class?
That's, yeah, jazz history, and it's actually very, it's quite popular. Several of our AFU participants have taken it on board. And what it is it's actually run by the School of Theology, Philosophy and Music, and looks at the history of jazz, you know, over the development from the initial, how jazz was evolved and up to right now. So it's a really very, it's a really interesting program. And I know that one of the participants in particular had a fantastic collection of jazz music, and the lecturer actually helped him curate it, you know, sort it out into the right dates, and, you know, and he found it really, really interesting. So it's something that people may not think about actually ever coming into the university, because lots of people feel, oh, the university is not for me. But, you know, the DCU campus in Glasnevin is like a small village. You know, we have a church, we have a library, we have a spa, we have a hair salon, and we have a bank, and we have a chemist. So it's like a small village within the community. And, you know, it's not completely an ivory tower that people can come in. People can come in, they can go into the coffee shops and in the different buildings. You know, they're all run as commercial opportunities. We, of course, we have the Helix, which, of course, is staffed by volunteers in the community. And of course, it's a lovely place to meet, and we've lovely grounds. We have a community garden, and every Friday, you know, during the year, there's a couple of chaps from the community garden sell their vegetables and fruit on the DCU campus.
Oh my goodness!
So we've all this stuff going on, you know. Yeah, it's a really interesting capsule environment to be involved in, you know, because it's like being part of a little town, you know.
Well, I certainly will be finding out more details. But quite honestly, being single and always being single, I'm just going to take myself up there. I'm not going to take anybody else and try and look after them. I'm just going to go up and find out more and pop along on my own. So if anybody's living on their own and is a little bit scared, Just take the plunge. Seriously, just take the plunge, because...
Yeah, and you know what, Myra? Like, I've mentioned all these sort of, as I said, the official things that happen in DCU. The other things that happen in DCU, as you know as well, is that we do a lot of projects. So at the moment, we have a thing called Trace Us, which is traditions, recipes and cuisines of Europe using smartphone. And what we're doing with that is we're inviting people, and if anybody's interested, they can get contact with us, to learn how to use their smartphone to record themselves making a dish. And the idea is, this is a European-funded project. We have six partners from around Europe helping us with it. And the idea is that people love to cook, and we want to keep the traditions and cultures around cooking alive. So, for example, if you cooked, I don't know, coddle in Dublin, and you had your own way of cooking it, and you talked about the experience and where you learned from your parents or how you learned to cook it and the secret ingredient you might have. The whole idea is to keep that and document it, and then it's all put up onto a website, a repository, and it's a really great project. We've had the project partners are Bulgaria, France, Spain, and Cyprus. So it's a lovely, lovely project to be involved in. So we're always looking for volunteers to do those sort of things, and you get the training to use your smartphone and do the recording of the actual cooking and talking about the cultural thing. Like, one of the obvious ones is, why do we put money in the bar and bracket Halloween, you know, or how you cook, how Colcannon came about, all these sort of things. So that's one of the projects we're involved in. We also have another project starting quite soon with a group in Montreal. And this group in Montreal meet in the library in the city of Montreal, and they've done a couple of nice creative projects. So we're going to be working with them in the next couple of months to develop something between Montreal and Dublin. And we have another similar project starting with some people in Spain. So there's always opportunities, because there's age-friendly universities all over the world now, and we want to have collaborative engagement with other people. So there's a chance to meet new people, to engage with new people, and learn something in the meantime, and it gives you a great sense of purpose, and it's a lovely thing to do, you know, because everybody loves to chat about people's experiences, you know.
Well, all Irish people like to chat. And the other thing, you just reminded me, my parents, Christine, they loved tripe, and my
tripe onions.
Oh yes, I have to tell you, my parents just loved it, and you've just brought back a memory because my two brothers, my sister and I, we didn't actually like tripe, but my parents just raved about it, and I could nearly actually smell it now, but we won't go there. But I think it's absolutely amazing. So really, the university is a living thing that's happening and developing the whole time, and somebody who, if they just say hello and pick up the phone, they might find themselves opening such a wide world out there. And don't be afraid just to make that call, or you know,
and can I just highlight, just to say to people, positive aging week is really important. We know that there's lots of, you know, groups that, you know, raise awareness. We had LGBTQI in June. We also have, obviously, disabilities being raising their issues. Nobody really talks about age, though. And aging is really, I mean, we're all aging. It's the one common thing we have in common. But we also need to tackle ageism and how it's portrayed in the media. If you look at the media in the last few months with COVID, every picture of older people is of people sitting in a wheelchair with a walking stick, or, you know, vulnerable, or, you know, diminished. And I think it's a wrong image to be giving out. You know, everybody is doing, all older people are living their lives, they're doing their thing. You know, we have 8% of older people are in nursing homes, 6% of those have maybe dementia. But think about it, it's all parts of society. And we think we need to stand up and say more about aging and stop people stereotyping people and challenge ageism. So I would say just to all the listeners this morning, say no to ageism, whether you're a younger person being, you know, experiencing ageism, trying to get work, or, you know, trying to, you know, convey your opinion about something, or you're an older person being marginalised and not being listened to because of your age. It's very important to stand up and say no to ageism.
I couldn't agree more. And I just couldn't agree more with that, Christine. And I'm going to be looking at all the programmes and I'm going to take part. I there's so many here at the moment. I'm a little bit, yes, I'm going to have to sit down and be quiet over a cup of coffee and look at this, all of this. But Christine, thank you so much for coming on to Near FM this morning in the Lifeline programme. And I hope you come back again soon. And I hope...
Sorry to interrupt you. I just give you my contact details if anybody's interested.
Oh, yes, please.
So if you want to go onto the DCU Age Friendly website, so it's DCU Age Friendly, it'll bring us to our website. You'll be able to see all of the opportunities there. There's also a contact page. If you want to send us an email, it's christine.okelly@dcu.ie. Or the best thing to do is send us an email at the moment, because at the moment we're not on campus to mind the phone. But send us a quick email, or get your friend to send an email if you're not familiar with emails, and we'll be very happy to phone somebody back or to give you a call back. We'll also have an advertisement in the Northside People in the next week or so, just with some of our contact details and just highlighting some of the opportunities I've mentioned there. So it's Age Friendly, DCU Age Friendly.
So, and the Northside People will also be advertising it as well.
Absolutely. Be an ad in the Northside People next week, just to say we're still around. We haven't closed up shop because of COVID, but we're still around and we're still open for business. And we really want the opportunity to welcome you in.
Well, Christine, thank you so much. Christine O'Kelly from the DCU Age Friendly University, thank you for coming on this morning, and I wish you the very best. And I encourage all our listeners to go and join, because it's quite a remarkable university. So, Christine, good day, and I hope you have a lovely day, and I'll talk to you very soon, if that's okay. We'll have you back again in a very short time. So many
thanks. Thank you very much, Myra.
Not at all.
Have a blessed. Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye. Thank you. Bye.